Nolte, Frida Fallout? KNLL suffers catastrophic viewership loss in May. By John Nolte on June 4, 2021. Far-left CNN, a fake news outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and encourages violence against conservatives, lost nearly half of its already anemic primetime audience last month. Compared to May of 2020, KNLL's primetime audience collapsed by a whopping 45%. The loss was just as acute in total day viewers, 44%. In the 25-54 age demo, when compared to last year, KNLL lost 53% of that crowd during its failed primetime lineup and 50% during the total day. In worse news, KNLL fell out of the top five primetime cable networks, losing to Fox News, MSNBC, TNT, ESPN, and HGTV, in that order. In worser, don't tell me that's not a word, news, KNLL's primetime hours could not even average a measly million viewers. Throughout the whole month, KNLL averaged just 913,000 total primetime viewers and 610,000 total day viewers. By comparison, Fox attracted more than twice as many in primetime, with 2.166 million total average viewers, and 1.187 million in total day. MSNBC attracted 1.494 million average primetime viewers and 835,000 in total day. It wasn't just a year-over-year loss. As KNLL anchor Chris Frito Cuomo's ethical scandals continued to pile up last month, since only last month, KNLL has lost 11% of its primetime viewers and 22% of its total day viewers. By comparison, when compared to April, Fox News lost only 3% of its primetime audience and 3% of its total day audience. MSNBC lost just 6% of its primetime audience and 12% of total day viewers. Get this, when competing with only Fox and MSNBC, KNLL's highest-ranked show in May came in at number 22. The garbage fire called Cuomo Primetime, which attracted only 1.044 million average viewers, a massive drop from 1.3 million average viewers last month, and that was the only KNLL show to average more than a million viewers. Jake Tapper, who has some ethical issues of his own, was only able to attract an average of 826,000 viewers in May, a catastrophic drop from his 1.34 million average viewers last month. The execrable Don Lemon, who will soon be gone, could only pull in an average of 753,000 viewers, which might explain why he'll soon be gone. While the serial liars called Jake and Chris and Don sunk like rocks, Tucker Carlson averaged 2.94 million viewers, Sean Hannity 2.63 million, and Laura Ingraham 2.055 million. Even the disgraced Rachel Maddow walloped those losers with 2.52 million. Seven of the top 10 shows belong to Fox. MSNBC filled the remaining three. KNLL treaded water in the toilet, where it belongs. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.